Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
One of the very special World War II veterans honored at a Bears game was 89-year-old Charlie Powers. A retired corporal, Mr. Powers was in combat in Normandy with General George S. Patton and helped free thousands of captives from a concentration camp.
Thank you. Why, it was a marvelous day. It was very, well, it was mind-boggling for me. I was very, very impressed. I had my own fan club there of about three children and, I don't know, four or five, half a dozen grandchildren and son-in-law. And it was very nice. Just the fact they're down, they're on Soldiers Field. Bear players are within 10 feet of them. And I'm sure it could have been some heavy stories told in school the next day. This was for everybody who had been in Normandy and who had been on Omaha Beach.
Charlie Powers turned 18 on August 10th, 1943. 2 months later, he was drafted. He had 17 weeks of basic infantry training, then went to Europe.
It was 19 days after D-Day, but it had not yet been cleared of mines. You had to walk between taped area, because outside of that area it had not yet been cleared of mines. I don't know how prepared a person would feel. And in my case, I was 18 years old. And of course, I think the service, they wanted everybody 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, because you had no experience. You were too dumb to be scared, really, is what it amounts to. But that's it. That's the original helmet.
And it has the
8th Infantry Division insignia on it.
Initially, he was an infantry replacement, but as casualties happened, he got sent to the 8th Infantry Division as an anti-tank gunner.
We were involved in a number of things, number of battles all across Normandy, and then we got sent by railroad boxcar. And once we got to Luxembourg, we were there about 6 weeks. Really not a great deal. It was a holding force, and then we got moved up to the Hürtgen Forest. And the Battle of the Bulge took place right at that time. This was taken off a German soldier 2 or 3 weeks before the end of the war. And we came on this German concentration camp. It was not a big one. It was probably 2,500, 3,000 people. But there were, well, it's kind of gruesome to talk, but there were dead bodies all over, and there were people who were very emaciated but were still alive. And they got the medical people up there right away. That's something you won't forget.
Shortly after Charlie's infantry came upon the concentration camp in Wobelin, the war ended.
And it says, "You came, you fought, you suffered, and you bled to free France from the terrors of Nazism. A grateful French people are forever in your debt. You are a hero."
After his return home, Charlie said he still remembers how kind the American people were to the troops.
"I never heard an American citizen complain one thing about all of the rationing, all of the things going toward the war. The feeling was, if it's going to the troops, we'll get by. We'll do without." And they did. I thought the American people were marvelous during World War II.
Charlie went to what is now Illinois State University and became a teacher. He taught in public schools for over 60 years, up until he was 87 years old.
I hate to admit it, but I'll be 90 my next birthday. And there's days I think I'm 140, and there's other days I think I'm 18.
Way to go, Bears! Hey! Right in front of us!
Charlie's first Bears game was in the fall of 1950.
When the Bears were at Wrigley Field, you'd go to the game, and there were always tickets, but for a dollar and a half, you could buy standing room. So I'd buy standing room. And one of the things that we did, and people, I think half the people think you're not telling the truth when you tell this, but at halftime, you'd jump over the wall and you'd go down on the field. I've never been this close on the field or anything. I got to watch this game. I got the opportunity when the Bears left Wrigley Field and moved to Soldier Field. I got the opportunity to get season tickets. So I did. I don't really, people have asked me, how much did you have to pay in those days? I don't remember, but it was probably like $5 a ticket or something. And so I got the season tickets. I held them for 31 years.
Come on, Bears, let's get it.
Anthony, can you believe how sharp Mr. Power's memory is? He's going to be 90 years old this year.
Wow.
I mean, can you even remember what you had for lunch earlier today?
No. It had some type of bacon in it, though. It probably was like cereal or something.
I mean, we're talking the 40s. This is from the 40s. He remembers all these details. It's just incredible.
Yeah, I can't remember. Why would you do that?